people, it's been a pretty consistent awareness. The more Jesus heals me and the closer I get to him and the more I come to know him, the more I come to see that I'm more judgmental than I thought. I think that's a pretty safe rule. You're more judgmental than you think. It's a consistent sort of truth in my life. That we're more judgmental than we think. And Jesus, as we see in the gospel, wants to purify us of that, free us from that. Free the heart from being what we call judgmental. It's important we know what that means, what that looks like, not to be judgmental. Some years ago, I was called up for jury duty. And I thought, you know, all I got to do is wear my Roman collar and I'll be kicked off. But I wasn't. I wasn't. And so they let me stay on the jury. And then the other jurors chose me to be the foreman of the jury, which I enjoyed way too much. As you know, Richter is the German word for judge, so it comes quite naturally. It was a beautiful, beautiful experience. But in deliberating, I won't go into the details of the case, but in deliberating, what most of us jurors did was this. So do you think the person's guilty or innocent? Innocent. And the reasoning was, well, I've done that before. So how can I say she's guilty? Or I haven't done that, and so she is guilty. In other words, judgmentalism is I am the standard. The fundamental reality of being judgmental is I am the standard. And my experience is the standard. And instead, right, to be freed and healed of judgmentalism is one simply needs to interiorize this. Through baptism, I am to be another Jesus. And he is the standard. And when I compare my life to him, and I've been given all the grace to be like him, I now stand in a humble place. I stand in a humble place, but not without standards, with a higher one. That Christ is the standard who we uphold, who we challenge one another with, because we are made to be another Jesus. Let us beg the Lord to free ourselves from this silly putting ourselves in the center and letting Jesus be the standard, to humble all of us and to inspire all of us to a higher standard.